and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I've said this before, that personal evangelism is just that. It's personal. Personal evangelism for me is my personal responsibility to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Personal evangelism is your responsibility as a child of God, because you're a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." I believe that not only are we to give out the Word of God to people who need Jesus Christ as Savior, and there's many people around us daily who need Jesus Christ, but I believe that we're also to be able to go to that brother or sister who's gotten out of fellowship with the Lord. Oh, maybe they don't think they can be used of God anymore because maybe they've done something wrong, but they need to understand that God is a God of love, that He's ready and willing. If they will say, "Lord, I confess my sin to you. I want my fellowship to be restored. Lord, forgive me." Now, the Bible teaches us that we're saved forever. We have eternal life, and that life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason it's eternal. Jesus Christ can never die, and this old body of ours is going to die, but the real person that has this old body, that lives here, the real person, this old body that I have is just a shell. But one day I'm going to be with the Lord. And the Bible teaches me that while I'm here, I need to be a personal witness for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing can take my salvation. And we need to let a brother or sister know who has gotten away from the Lord that their fellowship can be restored by going to the Lord. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's to the saved person, 1 John 1:9. That person who's gotten away from the Lord, has lost that fellowship, needs to be reconciled. Well, we are ambassadors for Christ after we get saved. And if you're saved today, you are an ambassador for Christ. You're a representative of heaven. And you know, it really goes deeper than that. Not only are we ambassadors, but in Romans chapter 8 and verses 16 and 17, it tells us something. Verse 16 of Romans 8 says, "The Spirit," and that's the Holy Spirit. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." We are the children of God because we trusted Jesus to save us. And everybody's not a child of God. The only way you become a child of God is to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are of the children of God." But it goes deeper than that. Romans 8:17 says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." We are the children of God right now. Those of us who have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Right now, we don't have to wait to be in heaven, or to go to heaven, or for Jesus to come back in the clouds and say, "Come up hither," and rapture the church. We don't have to wait till then to be children of God. Right now, we are the children of God. And once again, God wants us to be ambassadors. And in fact, we are, whether we realize it or not, we are ambassadors. We are representing the Lord one way or the other. And I pray that your testimony is such that you are bringing honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I prayed over this as we get into it. I've prayed, and I pray that that you've prayed. And I remind you that Paul the Apostle, he prayed and he asked God to lead and guide him, but it went deeper than that. He also asked other people to pray for him. And there's nothing wrong with you asking someone to pray for you, that God would give you what is necessary and what you need in order to go out and represent our Lord and Savior. Now, I've read this before, Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. With all praying also for us, Paul says, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And let your speech be always with grace, he's telling people now, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. We need to be ready to answer people. We need to be ready with the Word of God to be able to tell someone how that they can go to heaven. We need to walk the walk and talk the talk. We need to have our testimony as such that's pleasing to the Lord, and that when people look at us, that they can see something different in our lives. We can't put it on. We have to let God do it through us. But we need to live close to the cross every day and let him guide and direct our paths. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. But as we were allowed, Paul says, of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Now, of course, we are to please God. That's first. But then we should not let man cause us to fear. God has given us the ability. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And he's given us the privilege of taking the gospel. And he's made it possible for us to do that. And we speak. When we speak the Word of God. And we're telling people how that they can go to heaven, just like we're going to go one day. They can go. But people look at us as we live in this life. And I've said this before, that when someone looks at us, they need to be able to see Jesus living in our life. Now, that won't save them. Only God can save the person. But our testimony goes so far to help other people realize that they want what we've got. And we've got the Savior of mankind. Well, notice this. The God who tries our hearts has entrusted. In other words, he's allowed us, he's given us, he's allowed us to spread the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Now, I have been entrusted with a glorious message of good news, which if men hear and respond to it in the right way, well, they can make a difference in not only in their lives, they can make a difference in other people's lives, just like you and I go forth and tell people how to be saved. What an awesome responsibility we have. I can ask myself, am I faithful to this trust? The Lord puts the gospel message in my hand and says, be faithful to convey and to proclaim the message. And I should ask myself this question. Can God trust me with the gospel? Now that I'm saved, God trusts me with the gospel because he has made me an ambassador for him. Now notice with me, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And by the way, we are looking at personal evangelism, how that you and I can go forth and tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. It's personal. I can't tell someone about Jesus for you, and you can't tell someone about Jesus for me. I need to do it, and so do you. You need to tell other individuals about Jesus Christ, and so do I. Well, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, Paul says this, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and, and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Well, when I was saved and I first got saved, you know, I was a little apprehensive about going out and telling individuals about Jesus Christ. But as I did go out, I found that the more I went, the stronger I became in being able to give out the plan of salvation. And when I came to someone who was, let's say, who was very important, and we as men and women of this world, we look at someone like a governor or someone who is a senator or someone who is, someone that we would look up to as having authority. Sometimes we let that influence us that maybe we shouldn't give them the plan of salvation. But God says we're to give it to everyone. And that's what Paul's talking about in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. He says, give it to everybody. Let everybody know. When I was first saved, I was a little, just as anyone would be when they first get saved. You're apprehensive about giving out the Word of God. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes to give out the Word of God. And sometimes we look at men and we hold them in a high esteem, and we think, well, I'm not going to witness to them. Look who they are. But I remember when I first got saved, holding the hand of a governor of a state and sitting there with him and actually singing God Bless America as we held hands together. And then as speaking to a senator later on, how that God gave me the courage to be able to speak to him as well. And now, whether they got saved, they did not make a profession of faith at that time. But I know that these men along the way have heard how that Jesus saves. Now, remember, I can't save anyone and neither can you. But we can sure witness to them and we can tell them how to be saved. That's personal evangelism. Well, why do we pray for all men? Verse 1 talks about this. And why am I to have prayerful concern for all men? 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6 talks about this. Well, the reason that you and I are to have a prayer concern for all men and pray for them is because God is concerned for all men. He desires all men to be saved, according to 2 Timothy and verse 4. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Well, God wants and desires all men to be saved because God himself has provided a mediator, even the God-man, the man, Christ Jesus. And that's verse 5 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Well, God wants and desires all men to be saved because God himself has provided a mediator, the God-man, Jesus Christ. He's all in all. He's the one who saves. I am to share God's concern for all men. He's concerned for everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. I need to share God's heart of love and concern for this world of lost men. May God help each of us to be able to go forth and say, God, give me the power. Give me the desire. Give me the ability. Give me your word, Lord, that I may share it with other individuals. Well, he's already given us his word, hasn't he? He's given us his word in the Bible. I believe the King James Bible is the word of God. And we need to place that within our heart. As Psalm 1 says, that we need to hide the word of God within our hearts. And we become stronger and stronger the more and more we read and study the word of God. But you and I have a great privilege to be able to go out and share Jesus Christ, the one who saved us. We can share him with men and women and help them know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.